Amém.
Amém.
Ok, vou ler o Daf Yudal. Yudal, Kiyor, que esse conto da Fidal vai bem. Só para tudo dar, sobre mim. Ok, it says over here, the verse of Jesus, Ezer Achazman. To make a long story short, there are three Zmanim. Here's the dilemma. We have to go through work with the details. But let me tell you through the Yisoides. Then we're going to go back and read the Mishnah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to zip the Gemara. The Yisoides are, there are three Zmanim.
Yes.
There is Osiyom. You know what that word means?
Osiyom.
Osiyom, it means famous immediately. Osiyom. It means the story of immediately. Osiyom. Immediately. What does that word come from? It sounds like a modern Hebrew word. Osiyom. Immediately. Then there's a thing called something called Achar Hazman. Achar means after Osiyom. And then there is Achar Achar. A double Achar. Two Achars. Okay, so the question over here is, what is called Osiyom? What is called Achar? What is Achar Achar? L'may Nafkamina. L'may Nafkamina. The man is born in Ishan, she does a Bedika Osiyom. And she does a bdika, whatever that means, osiyom, that means he's chayav karban chatos.
If she finds out,
she does the bdika osiyom, immediately possible.
Oh, ida b'mita.
Oh, so then the male, no, that's not a, that's even achar could be a b'mita. We'll come to all this. But if it means osiyom and she finds dam, that means that the husband was bo'al hanida, they're both chayav karban chatos.
For sure.
And they're both tummy for 7 days for sure. Let's say she does the bedika not osiyom. She does it achar osiyom. After, we'll see the exact terminology in a moment.
One second, I don't understand something. In the Gemara's time, there was Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva. Right?
Correct.
So let's say she's in her Yemei Ziva and she sees Dam. So what's the problem exactly?
If she sees Dam doing Yemei Ziva, it's the same thing. So what?
She's not a Nida.
She's not a Nida.
So why is that called Boil Nida?
Oh, he's saying good. So what say she saw the dawn? This took place during the 11 days. I don't know anything. I don't know the halakhs. I barely know what's going on.
It's not like a simple question.
It is.
Why wasn't it maybe?
I don't even know the simplest thing.
Maybe the day after she went to the mikveh. She went for the nida.
Let's make everything very simple for now. Okay, we don't have to go into the oymik hadvarim. Right now, she's holding by nida. Okay, it's already after 11 days.
Clean days.
It's after 11 days. 18 days are up. It's right. Now day 19. She's back to business.
So, but all you have to know, all these rules, what happens if
she's
not in day 19?
Yeah, a lot of things you have to know. Let's get to the daf. Just get to the daf. Make believe. Just move your lips and make believe and send in the money to the aguda and all is good and forgiven.
I don't get it.
As long as the aguda gets the check, you're forgiven.
Let's go. Weiter.
So over here, yeah. There's osiyom, immediately. Then there's achar hazman, then there's achar achar. Ach, so if it's osiyom, what's the halacha? Rabbi, what's the halacha?
Chatos.
And what else? They're both tamei for 7 days. Okay, let's say it's achar hazman. Oshom toloi, suffik. Let's say it's achar.
One second, but what about the 7 days and all that stuff?
No, suffik, no 7 days. No 7 days for suffik. Asham Toli. After 7 days, Asham Toli. Let's say it's Achar Achar. That's the Masechta. The whole Masechta is Me'es Le'es, Me'Bekida Le'Bekida. That's the Ganta Sugya. Every time we learn the first mission, it's Achar Achar.
And what does that mean? How many minutes?
How many minutes later? So the Gemara is basically going to say it's like 30 seconds, 20 seconds. 30
seconds.
20 seconds, 30 seconds.
Osiyom
is a second. 1 second. Achar Azman will be maybe 5 seconds. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay, now with that hakdama, with that intro, let's look at the Mishnah for very briefly. Okay, very, very briefly. We don't learn the Mishnah. Yes, daf. Yes, he don't came. I sat over here by myself, Yoyeshev Yidaim Vinotolov. I sat over here, Mamish, looking at the walls. Because no one came to learn with me yesterday. I was all alone.
I fell asleep.
Daf Yudalit. I also fell asleep. Daf Yudalit. Yudalit. I'm an Alul. The Mishnah. Derech Benayis Yisrael. Shamshes Mishnei Edim. Echad Loiv Yecholah. This is the Yisrael. Two examination clause. After the Bedikah, he examines himself to see if there's dam on his body. Okay. Next, Vatsnuos Misaknes Shlishi Lisaknes Habayis. A third one. Lisaken Habayis. A third garment. A third examination cloth.
Before the Tashmish, right. What does that mean?
Rashi Kiloimar. These old euphemisms. Lived like Lifne Tashmish Lahokin Atzma Labala. Why is it a hatznois? Yeah. Is that the same thing? That's what it says.
That's the
shnei. No.
Oh,
no.
Echad
lo'is achar
hatashmish. So who's the third one? Hers?
Yes, only hers.
Okay. Only hers.
Only yours. Of course, there's anything to do before tashmish.
We're talking about a sekis betayra or not a sekis betayra?
What?
No. A sekis betayra or even not a sekis betayra?
Oh, good kasha. Let's assume a sekis betayra. Let's assume right. Good gvald kasha.
Because see? because
this man has never heard this.
Because the point is also libay noikva.
Exactly.
And therefore, because libay noikva,
the husband's going to see she's checking herself before.
Only time you have to.
Is there a problem? What's going on over here?
Exactly. The only time we had the few daf ago is the sugya of sekis betayras. That's why this man has never heard of this before. You never see women walking around the whole day with. Not that you're supposed to know anyway, but you never, these halachas don't apply because today, as I said, no one's Isaac but the Harris.
I'm sure there are rabbanim who deal with OCD issues with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine. There are a lot of problems. Also, there are a lot of health issue problems where women have unpredictable cycles and issues with men. And you don't hear this in the public, but if you go listen online to these tapes, to this shiur by these modern rabbanim, they tell you what's going on out there in the world. The shilas people are bringing them is just horrifying.
I don't know if it's appropriate to interrupt the Snapital Torah, but there was a Maisa with a very, very well-known Rav. I'm not going to say his name. It's not for me to say it. But his grandson read in his diary, he was Nifta quite a number of years ago, that a lady called him up for a math.
His grandfather.
I'm very close with him. He told me he called the grandfather, and the grandfather, she had given him a mara. And the way it worked was you called up, and you told on the phone, you know, no names. You just gave the number, whatever the system they had. He said, Tahar. Hangs up the phone. And then he realizes he made a mistake. He mixed up the envelopes, mixed up the discs, the wrong time. And Achalisha Sadas. Rebbeinu d'Alma, I made a mistake. Was Tutman.
I heard this story once. Here you go back to you.
Maybe from me you heard it. I know you haven't. I'm surprised you heard it anywhere else. And before the days of caller ID. No call. I gotta get in touch with this lady.
For another shayla.
Huh?
She called for another shayla. Something happened.
So he sat down with the dilemma and said, "Wow." For 2 hours, he said, "I'm gonna have this lady call me back for a position." So another shayla.
Unbelievable.
And she called back for another shayla.
Halfway, I fell.
For another shayla. For me, you heard it. You didn't hear from anybody else. Probably. Maybe you did. I said, "Were you the one who called before?" Your tummy. I'm sure. A miracle. Hashem did to have. Unbelievable, imagine. The last time you ever made such a mistake. And I happen to have known this girl.
I read a story.
Stayed by him once. Like, whatever.
I read a story. Shabbos Dalman Arach. A woman comes to him and says to him, "My husband is Bobby with Amanida.
I'm sorry, yes.
He doesn't care. He just couldn't kill us. What do I do? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? Do I get divorced? Not get divorced? What are the halachas for me? I have no idea. All I remember the stories I've heard. He was shaken to the core. That's all I remember about the story. He was shaken to the core.
So well, you don't think that happens every day?
It does. I'm sure it does. But they don't come to him to ask the shilas. They call this a woman who came directly to him. You don't hear it, whatever. It's very
whatever. What did he say to what he told?
I don't know. I'm sure the halacha these are people who are trained in these and yonim. They know Klor what to do. That's why you have these specialists and these young people professionally trained. And the women, you don't think it's such a bad thing? These women, they're trained in these and young. Not every woman wants to go to a man to discuss these matters. All right, let's go learn some Gemara. So yes. Let's go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here says, Derech Menes Yisrael Misham Shoyis B'Shnei Eidim. Two exact before the Tashmish. And Rashi says, even though it says the Tznois, Vuhu Hadin L'chol Hanoshim. Lav Davka the Tznois. Kiditnan, like it's Berakama, Uvashoshi, Iveris, Lashamish's base of Hodinaka Tznois, can first prepare the Tznois, Adshe Boydekes, Boy Liftetash, Zein Boydekes, Boy Liftetashmish Acher. What does it mean, Tznois? Do they use the same examination cloth or do they recycle it?
The problem is they might cover over.
You damage the ability to detect. It's not the same quality. It's not the same quality. Everything like, you don't appreciate it. I learned this many times over. You don't appreciate it. You buy something that has quality. It's a different life in every single dimension in your life. Oh, save money. I'll save money. I'll buy the cheapest. And then one day, and you go for years, you buy the cheapest, happened to me a few times, go for years, you're using the cheapest piece of garbage, And then one day you decide, you know, I'm going to splurge. I want to see what it's like or something quality. And then you realize, you know something? What a fool I was. The few dollars more, the difference in the quality of life is so great. It's not kedai to be such a cheapskate. What's the word? Cheapskate? Yeah. It's not kedai. I learned this recently. I learned this a few days ago about something. And last week about something else. Two inyanim where I was cheap as can possibly be. And because of very bizarre reasons, I had no choice but to upgrade. And I said to them, wow, look at that. Look what a shite I was. Missing it all these years. Because I'm such a cheapo.
Vita. I see people, I'm not trying to put that in the chas, don't put that in anybody. So in that present company over here, people with tefillin.
Yeah.
With tefillin that they don't get, you know, fix up, people have been wearing the same tefillin for God knows how many years. You know, put on a new pair of ritzuas. But you know, polish, you paint the
bathroom. You go and you'll blow $1,000 on a Narish car. You wouldn't go buy for your tool and a nice. You go buy a case for your smartphone for $500, $100. You wouldn't go buy a new pair of tzuas for $50. Exactly. Vaita in the Gemara, the Mishnah. Okay, so lav dafka tznuas. This is only 2 days ago. It means the difference is how many examination cloths. Okay, now comes the part of the Mishnah that we need for the daf. This part of the Mishnah, the Dalit Sivan says over here, very, very, these are Mamashi Sodis. Mamashi Sodis.
Go back to the Mishnah again?
Mishnah, that Yod Dalit. Okay. Yod Al Kais Ka.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says over here, Nimsa Al Shaloi. Here's the very Sodis.
Nimsa
Al Shaloi. Nimsa Al Shaloi. Let's say the man is born after the baby finds a blood on his examination cloth. You know what that means? It means that he was born either. The only way that blood is on his examination and from his aver means he was balanida. Nims al shalom mitamein, they're both tamei.
Right.
Means that it was blood, it only came from her. Vechayavin karban, the carbon chatos. Now, I still don't know the answer. Maybe you find the answer for me. Why is it karbon karbon chatos?
Why not?
If it's not during her, you may need, if she has a vesis.
Oh, so
why is it an oinus? It should be an oinus.
Yeah, exactly. What's the answer? I don't know the answer.
That we're not talking. We're talking about on the day that.
So he's saying these.
The same way you just answered. He's talking that to the Erev.
He's talking day 29. Day 29 when he's supposed to be parish.
Probably maybe to.
I don't know. You have to be var. I'm sure it's probably a partial answer somewhere. Probably it says explicitly what the answer is. I only learned a few lines here. A few lines this. I don't know the answer. Okay, they have to clarify why that's so. The chayavin carbon chal. Next nimsa al shelah. Let's say the dam was fed in hers, not on his. Oh, not. So now here comes the three madrigot. Osiyom. I love that word. Yeah. Osiyom. Immediately. On the side of the Gemara, Girsas Ha'aruch. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Osius. Not Osiyom. He has a samach. Ayin sham b'kosav d'shem loshen yevonihu. The ayin perishrashi b'yoyma. Okay, increases the design osiyom miad, b'loshen yivani. You talking loymar? You see what I'm saying? You see the same thing? You're not looking well. Looking over here. You're thinking over there. It's fine. You
talking loymar?
What?
Ftios. It's a Greek word.
It's a Greek word. As I said.
Immediately after.
Is osios or osiyom? And then he writes over here, loymar the edus ha'aruch the edus shel Rashi nuchaynim al pi ma'asham atayis perakam b'bavakam pegimel. Okay, so osiyom, that's what we say in yeshiva, osiyom means immediately. Good? Temein. Right. Let's say now, what is mil achar zman? The Mishnah doesn't tell you.
Later.
Oh, so we have to see, that's the Gemara. Li achar zman. Oh, temein misafik. So if it's found on her examination cloth.
What do you mean temein misafik? Nimsa shalai shi.
That's if it's the osiyom is osiyom is.
No, when nimtzal shelo la'achar zman, tameyim misafik.
Yeah,
she's vaday.
No.
She just saw dam.
No, she saw dam. No, when it means misafik, it means yes, in good kasha. Rashi says shiva. Then boil nida kidal sevati nida salah.
It says tameyim. It doesn't say shiva. It says tameyim misafik.
Right. So I mean, we're wrong, Rashi. Let me see, Rashi. You're right. Are you right? I don't know. Nimsa al dam al shaloi tmeim osiyom lachar zman the achar osiyom tmeim misafik shneim shiva yamim umiutum misafik who lit lois avalo lisrife. So why are they both tamei? Why is it misafik?
Steve Eger answers.
Oh yeah.
That according to biblical law, a woman does not become a nida unless the flow of blood is accompanied by hargosha.
Oh, I know that. Gavala.
Now, in the event that her period commenced after the cohabitation, You did so without this.
You never knew that. You have to have the hargosha. The hargosha is the raisa.
You know maybe it was covered up by the.
He's saying the midoraisa. He's saying the midoraisa. A woman is not totami nid unless the hargosha.
Yes.
She just finds blood.
The blood is accompanied by distinctive sensation normally associated with the onset of menstruation.
Hargosha. And if you don't have that hargosha, even though it's the zman, even though it's 30 days. Even though it's the vest, well, and there's no hargosha, the midoraisa, she's not a tami nida. Half of a fella. Never heard such a thing before. That's taka the halacha lemaisa. You know, there's very nogea these things. You know why it's nogea? Because they're nashim, the nashim wouldn't become pregnant, and they complain that the nida process gets in their way. It limits them from becoming pregnant.
Yes.
What? So Rabbanim, I don't know anything about this, but the little bit that I, the sense is that Rabbanim make use of kulos in these type of medical situations where women are limited because they have a condition,
right,
which whatever the situation is, and the nida, the whole complexity of
can they take away the shiv nekiim?
I don't know. The Shiva Nikim are all Midrabash, Midrabban, it's a Chumrah, Nash Mechmir Alatzman. So you're telling me even a bigger Chiddush is that if there's no Hargosha and it's not the Araisa, that's another layer, another element that Rabbanans, I have no idea that the Rabbanan are gonna, obviously they're going to use to her advantage to help her in these type of situations. But you ever heard such a thing? That a woman doesn't have Hargosha? I mean, what is called the Hargosha? What is called the Hargosha exactly? I have no idea. Vital.
Hargosha is the way I was taught. Same thing when a man feels that he has to urinate. The Hargosha that has that he feels that
right. So she sense right now
urine
is the dominant
right, bladder right. Or something like that.
Okay, but obviously there must be different madregos in Hargosha. All right, let's go vital. We're just throwing out different issues. Vital. Next over here, it says now this is very important. It's halacha. So therefore, it's Yitaki writes this to me misafik. Unbelievable chiddush. What he just told me misafik because she finds the dam on her examination cloth li achar zaman. So they're both Tameim Misafik, Ubtumina Karbon, and the pot from Karbon. But what kind of carbon the pot from? So the Rashi says the pot from what? From a carbon vadai. But the chayiv of a carbon, the chayiv of a carbon nashim toloi. That they're going to be chayiv from.
Why does it say that? It says in a Rashi?
No, the Gemara is going to say that. Okay, let's see. Tameim chayiv of carbon, chayiv mizal shalal alachas mam Tameim Misafik, Ubtumina Karbon. The Gemara is in a whole discussion exactly what this means. That's what the Gemara is going to talk about. The Gemara is over here. I have a whole discussion to clarify. The Gemara is going to clarify the pshat in this Mishnah because the Mishnah is jumping around. The truth is there are really three Zmanim, and the Mishnah over here is a little bit vague exactly which Zmanim we're referring to. Let's read a few more lines. What is it called? Achazman? Kadesh Tere.
Mishnah Tali is something that you bring because. You can never figure out
exactly
if you did it. But this has nothing to do with that. This is
what do you mean?
You could be soimich that it happened afterwards.
No, you can't. It's a suffix.
Why not?
If the examination cloth shows that it was dam and it was done within a very short period of time, there's a very high probability, there's a very likelihood that she was takanida, but you don't know for sure. Okay, let's go by
cause for
you're asking a good kasha. Okay. There's a whole law this notion totally that it has to be type of situation with this hechatimsa, theoretically where you can figure it out one day. So you're right, you're saying good kash. You have two pieces. Chalef. So maybe one day we have one piece left over. So someone can one day be mevarer. Maybe there's a possibility it's open that it can be biru. We want to learn something like that. Is that true? Not true. You're saying good, I don't know. Let's go vaita. The Mishnah of Yataka does not make any mention of the word Hashem. Totally, we have to wait for the Gemara. Next. Now, what is the Zman? This is very important. What is Ezeu Achaz Zman? Kidei Shetem and Amita V'Tzadich Panecha. Panecha is a euphemism for the Erev. Okay?
Why don't they say Kidei Shetem and Amita V'Tivtik? What is this?
No, you don't need a bedika. V'Tzadich means to just to. You're right. It's a short Zman.
It is a
bedika is more elaborate. It has to be
little slim. So what is that going to say?
B'chutz.
It's amazing.
V'Tzadich is
b'chutz. Why shouldn't you do
it? It's a short Zman.
But it's not a bedika. You want to check. You got to check.
Obviously, we need to really know the mitzvahs.
Maybe the tadiach panel means bedika.
No, it doesn't. It means tadiach panel on the outside. Listen, so obviously, so we work? Need. There's a lot anything? Of mitzvahs that needs to be known, and we don't have the time now to figure out the mitzvahs. Next, the achar kach.
Right.
Now, what's called achar kach? It means another bit. Let's say the zman is achar. What does achar mean? Achar.
5 minutes later.
The achar, the third zman.
Achar, now, achar.
Mitava me'eis le'eis. It's mitava. Now we've seen the Gemara a very big problem. Because the Gemara is going to say le'maskan that the latest zman possible is Teri ben Amita. So Teri ben Amita is already called achar de achar. Nothing comes after that. That's already past all the Zvanim. And now the Mishnah is going backwards in time. The Mishnah says there's something called Osiyom. Then there's something called Achakach. Then it gives the Zman. The Mishnah really is backwards. And then it gives the Zman of Achar the Achar. And then it tells you the Halacha of Achar the Achar. Hear what's going on over here?
Yep.
The Mishnah is teaching you halachas that are out of order. We have to see the Gemara. The achar kach. Let's say a woman does a bedikah. It's going to be achar to achar, and she discovers dam. That's the mesachta. That's the first Mishnah. Beishamai, beisilim, bechachamim. That's the whole machlokes.
All these cases, this is ezo achasman. All these cases. Nimtzal shalah. Yeah. He's still doing a bedikah, right? We're talking about he does a bedikah, she does a bedikah.
No, his bedikah, it doesn't matter when he does the bedikah, because his bedikah of this blood is an indication of what was B'shas Tashmish. So right. His bedikah, even
so
if he does it 5 hours later.
So it was clean.
Correct.
So if his bedikah is clean.
Or he didn't do a bedikah. Let's say he's lazy.
No, it's. But even if he did a bedikah and there's no blood on it, so therefore he's not Tomei, he didn't do anything wrong, right?
Say it again. He did a bedika and there's no dam.
Right. So what's the rule for him?
No, it doesn't matter. Just because there's no dam, that does not mean that he may not have been bala neither. If he does the bedika and there's no dam, and she does the bedika and there's dam, he has to be in carbon chazas. Yeah. Oh, but there's no dam on his bedika. So all what? Right. So there's no dam. It's one of the two. Either his or her. It can be either his or her. Now we go to the third category. Yes, that's the whole mesechta. The whole mesechta machlekes beshav v'sil v'chachamim mebekid lebekida daya shaita me'es le'es is all in the situation where a woman does a bedika.
How do you know
achar the achar? We're going to learn the Gemara. Okay. We're going to learn the Gemara. The einim time is bayalar. In this case, if a woman does the man does a bedika. Now here is a very
machlekes.
Now here is a critical machlekes. Critical mesachta. A woman, the beginning of the first daf of the mesachta. The woman does a bedika and she discovers that she's tameya. This dam, she's dam. So what is the halacha? You tell me something, Rabbanu, because there's no heregish. Pella, you told me. Only midrabbanan, she's told me. Holding his lidlice, is such a thing? Then that something doesn't make sense. All right, in any event, it says in the first daf, a woman does a bedika, she finds dam. So we go back to Lamafra 24 hours according to the Chachamim. But don't get what?
In Thailand, I mean, I guess, with Tyrus.
Thailand, we did say Thailand, that's right. We did say Thailand. You go back to Lamafra for Thailand. But I thought the reason why we go back to Lamafra with Thailand, we don't burn, is because since you're going backwards, it may have happened now. But Mikanullah Haba, let me ask you a question.
Mikanullah
Haba.
Of course,
you burn the Truma.
Yes.
But
okay.
You just told me that according to Bekiva Ege, you don't burn the Truma Mikanullah Haba because there was no Hargasha. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Right now, a woman does the Bedika.
She's not Midrash.
So, Lemafreyat Me'es Leis. Toilin. Okay, because maybe the Dam came 10 seconds ago. But if the dab, but mikanul ha'abav, she touches taharos, you burn it. Isn't that the assumption?
That's a diuk.
Isn't that the understanding of the first staff in the mesachta that mikanul ha'abav? Right now she doesn't have this dam, and it's during the veses. So it's this dam. So you burn it, and you're telling me no, you don't burn it because there was no hargasha. Okay, if that's what the halach is, that's not the pashlus. The hargasha, then you don't go me'es le'es. If there's a hargasha, you don't go me'es le'es. Then that you go from the time of the hargasha. It's pashut. If there was no hargasha, if there was a hargasha, you go from the moment of the hargasha. You do not go back me'es le'es. You have yeshami litlais. You're always looking for an scapegoat. If you have a hargasha, you're done. Business is over. Vayit in the Mishnah. Now he comes to Shlomi. This is very machlekes.
Yeah.
You here?
Yeah. Once.
Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, this you said is critical. Our Gemara, this whole daf, whole mesecta. Rabbi Akiva, you have to remember the first daf in the mesecta is dealing with taharos. Taharos. We're not dealing with the status of her husband, because anyway she's supposed to be parish from the husband from the day before a whole 24 hours because it may come early. But let's say she does the bidika and she discovers dam, and now we're going back 24 hours lemarfreya linyan taharos. What about Labala? Let's say her husband was ball her within 24 hours. Is he Tomei Misafik for 7 days? And is he being carbon Ashram Toloi? No. That's what it says in the Tanakhama.
Tanakhama.
Rabbi Akiva says that's the Machlis. The Yisoidoi Stigamachloikis in Rabbi Akiva and the Chaman. According to Tzivah Achar Metame, Ve'eino Metames, Bayala, Koin Techam, nothing, zero. No Hashem Toloi, no Tumah. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Af Metama Es Bayala. No, we do go back Lim Afreya Metames Bayala. Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Lutama Deoma, Kome Es Lais Metame Es Bayala, Misafik, Tumah Shiva. Perakama, what about a carbon Hashem Talui? I don't know. I don't know. What is that? Moedin Chacham Rabbi Akiva Beroye Kesem Shemetama Esbayala Shemetama Esbayala. A Kesem is different. A Kesem is Bechutz. When she finds a stain on her garment, okay, she did not do a Bedika. She just finds a Kesem. A Kesem is not the way we use it today, right? The way the word Kesem is used in modern terminology is not the way a Kesem is used in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the Kesem means she just finds a stain on her garment. Right. Today, a Kesem is another word for an aid,
right,
an examination clue, when she did a Bedika. But let's say she finds a Kesem. So that means something is really wrong. Then even Bekiv is going to admit there's something wrong. And we have to go back to Lema Freya, because if the blood went so far to be on her garment, that's an indication that the blow was probably there a lot longer ago, a very long time ago. And when he was with her, he was Bo Al Hanida, and he's tummy for 7 days. He's
tummy for 7 days.
What?
Should you be able to?
If they could, they could. Obviously, they can't. Now, we have a very, very elaborate Hakdama, and now we go to that little skip. We skip to our daf on the days. Yes. Minute, okay? Really, so still yesterday's daf. But it goes into the next stop in the middle, so we have to go back and do this all together. Turn our button. It says the Mishnah, I'm sorry, Verminu, towards the bottom. Okay, it's, you see the two dots?
Yes.
Okay, Achazman. Verminu, ever see that? What does it say, Achazman? Achazman is called what? What does it say in the Mishnah?
She has to
tere the minahabit mika vitodiach esponeha. Verminu, Achazman, perish Rabbi Elozar, Rabbi Tzadik, Kadesh, Toshit, Yodot, Tachas, Kakar, Tachas, Akeses, Vetitel, Eid, Vetivdoik, Boy. Don't leave the bed. Save yourself 10 seconds. Remain put. And just extend your hand to under the pillow, under the blanket, on some type of location on the bed.
If she was tated minamita.
That's right. Then you can be mako. That's achar achar. Then you can be mako. You can be mako. So then she did it right away. That's called toich zman. And when it's toich zman, that's where it applies the rule of the Mishnah, that both of them are tmeim misafik. But the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says toich zman is much later. We give you much more time to be until tere min amita. Omar of Chista, my achar. Look at this, achar de achar. Okay, change the gears from the bach, the bays, achar de achar. In other words, like I told you, the Mishnah is confusing. The Mishnah, when the Mishnah gave the zman. The Mishnah gave the Zman of Achar de Achar, Zman number 3. In other words, there are 3 Zmanim. There's Osiyom, there is Achar, and Achar de Achar. And even though the Mishnah used the terminology Achar, Achar really refers to Achar de Achar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, the Gemara says it can't be. Because after the Mishnah uses the gives the Zman, and which we have now defined to mean achar the achar, it goes backwards. V'yakatani Allah nimsa al, it first tell nimsa al shalol the achar zman tmei misafik upiturin min the tavim to min akarban ezel, then it says ezelhu achar zman. So it tells us the look of the Mishnah is very clear.
Now what difference man? It's not the nimsa achar the second man.
You're telling me that the Mishnah is discussing Achar the Achar. The Mishnah clearly says that this Zman of Teremin Amita is second Zman, not the third Zman. Nachma, Nimsa al Shelah li Achar Zman, Tmei in Misafik, Upitur min HaKarbon. Now, it says that they tell me Misafik, but they don't give a carbon Vadai. When it says here the Potem min HaKarbon, all that means the Potem HaKarbon Chatas Vadai. But there's still Pashas Chayiv in the carbon Ashem Toli. Okay? When it says the
pot of. That was a few lines before.
When it says the pot of Mechat Mechai means Mnavadai. And then it goes on to say, Ezehu, what is this man? Define the Zman. Ezehu Achar Zman. Oh, Kadesh Tered Menamita Vidyach Ponecha. So therefore, don't tell me that when it says the Mishnah, Kadesh Ponecha means Achar de Achar. The Mishnah clearly links the Zman of Tered Min Hamita to Zman number 2, not Zman number 3. Are you with me?
Yes.
So the Gemara says, no, you have to be creative. Creative in reading the Mishnah. Hachikamar. Ezeu achar zman. What is called achar zman, zman number two? Kidei. You have to add a whole new line into the Mishnah, basically. Chasur Mechsura. It doesn't say that here, but you have to basically add a whole new line to the Mishnah. Ezehu achar zman, kidei shetoyshet yado letachas akar, oy letachas akeses, letitil eid, letivdoik boy, period. Uchedei sheterid min amita vitodiach esponeho. If it's going to be the third zman. So this is machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva.
This is Rabbi Lozer. This is Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadik.
Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadik. Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, v'chachomim. Oh, the Gemara says, v'achar kach kitani. You can't say that. But it says achar kach, which means that the zman that we are defining is, again, going back to the same kasha, they were going to the second zman. Hachikamar, v'zehu achar kach. This is the achar kach. Shenechlaku Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim. In other words, we're not going to go through the whole thing again, but basically, you have to basically rearrange the Mishnah, add a lot of words to the Mishnah. Be very creative in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off by telling you the basic halachas, and in the middle of the halachas, it tells you there's the zman called achar, the achar, and you have to make sure you fit that understanding into the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah, where it positions the zman number three, is very misleading. It's really alluding to zman number two, and you have to be aware that when you're dealing with zman number that's really zman number three, and zman number three is machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, but zman number two, everyone agrees, is tamei misafik, and there's no carbon chatas vada, but there's carbon to ashem toluy, and that zman is where Rabbi Tzadik says the zman of toishet yada lekaru lekeses. Good?
Yep.
Vaita. Rav Ashi, I know, I have a much easier answer. Edi v'edi chad shiurahu. Eid biyada, the emesis, even getting off the bed. Teirad min hamita, leave the Mishnah the way it is. When it says the Mishnah, v'ezeu zman teirad min hamita, perfect. It means zman number two, the way the Mishnah simply reads. Oh, but we learned another braisa that says b'feirish that teirad min hamita is zman number three. Depends. If you have the aid biyodayim, that's why it's nafyudalit, right? If the aid is biyad,
wow.
If the aid is biyad, then it is zman number two.
First,
if the aid is not biyad, you gotta look for it. Then it's gonna be zman number three. Edi v'edi chad shiurhu aid biyada kedei sheter ben amita v'tadiach espanecha. Ein aid biyada. But let's say the aid is not biyada, kedei shetoyshet yada lal tachas akar lal tachas akeses v'titol v'tivdoik boy to do a bedika. So the truth is, it's all the same thing. Getting off the bed with the aid biyada is equivalent to the amount of time it takes to search for the aid when she is still biyada. Kasha meisvei ezehu achar zman. What is called achar zman? Now, when you say which achar zman are we referring to? Referring to achar the achar regular achar, which. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, what is called Achar Zman? Okay, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Let's clarify this point before we go weiter. Is Achar Zman? Okay, and the Kasha over here is, it doesn't really explain over here. Let's see. What is called Achar? Let's see. Is Achar Zman? Davar Zeshol Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik Lefnei Chacham Be'usha. V'am Elohem. Shema. And he didn't give an answer. No answer. They asked them, new Rabbanon, give us an answer. Quiet. Shtoik. No answer. So the question was, why are you not giving us an answer? Why are you not giving us an answer? The Amar Lohem, Shema, maybe the reason why you're not giving the answer, because in your opinion, it doesn't make a difference. In your opinion, there's only going to be two Zmanim. Shema, Krebi Akiva, Tem Oymrim. Now let's clarify this point. This is a very beautiful point. According to Rabbi Akiva, name is Machloikis, the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva. What's Machloikis? Achar di Achar. If they're both Tamei and Misafik. So it comes that according to Rabbi Akiva, that's Machmir, that Achar di Achar, they're both Tamei and Misafik, there's no difference between Achar, and Achar di Achar. According to Rabbi Akiva. So if you ask the Rabban the question, define for me what is called achar the achar, and they don't give you an answer. You know why they don't give you an answer? It's not relevant, because both Achar, the Achar, and Achar are the same. The halacha is the same. It doesn't. So we don't have to know what is called Achar, the Achar, because Achar, the Achar is not going to be any better than Achar,
right?
According to Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
So if the Chachamim are not giving an answer, they're deflecting the question, indicating that there's really no difference. That's an indication that they hold like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Achar, the Achar, they're both Tmei Misafik. So Shema Rabbi Akiva atem oimim Shemitama es boyalo imachmir misafik. It's only misafik, right? Only misafik. Shemitama es boyalo. Amru loyd. So the rabbanon said, no. We don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We hold like the Chacham. We make it. If it's Achar, the Achar, the halacha is she's not, the husband is tahar. If it's Achar, it's Tamei Misafik.
Right.
So why don't we tell you what this man is? We don't know. We don't know the answer. That's why it's don't read into our words. Amru loy loy shamanu. It's not because we're like a Bikiva loy shamanu. Amar lohem. So he told them, well, even though you did not hear, I'll tell you what the Rabbanan said. I'll tell you the answer. Omar lohem. So he said to them, Rabban kach perishu chacham biyavne. You're an usha. There's an usha and there's a yavne. So this is what they said in Yavne. Loi shahosa kidei she terebi labit evdiches panechot. If she did not delay the amount of time it takes to descend from the bed with the diches panecha, that's called toich zman hu zeh. Utmei misafik. That's not osiyom. That's already, that's zman number two. Osiyom is immediately. Then there is dili dali. It's not osiyom, but she did not yet delay the amount of time it takes to leave the bed. Oh, so here's the first time we came to the sea. Here's the first mention of the Asham Tali. Okay, I knew I saw it somewhere, the Asham Tali. The Asham Tali. I prepared a little bit, just a teeny bit. Asham Tali. See, when it says that you don't bring a carbon chatos, that means a vadai, but you do bring Asham Tali. Shahosa kadesh she terid min hamita. Vizadiach es panecha. Oh, this is achar da achar. Gemara throws around the terminology that means achar zman. Achar zman who is the same terminology as being achar. I keep on saying achar di achar. Achar hazman is the same terminology as achar di achar who. Zeh. And then what is the halacha? According to the chachamim, they're both tahorin and there's no asham tali. Rabbi Akiva is mashma. There's going to be tamei misafik, and there's going to be the chorvitz mash, there's going to be nashim toli as well. The chen kishasa me es la es, bebekidu bekida, bayala mitam mishamaga. Now we do a new halacha. This is a whole new halacha. Okay, now let's discuss. We're holding now achad yach, according to the chachamim. Okay, chen kishasa me es la es, she delayed me es la es, bebekidu bekida, bayala mitam mishum maga, ve eina mitam mishum boyal. In other words, if a woman, a woman discovers. The husband was with her more than 24 hours from the time of the bedika. Okay, you hear what happened?
Yeah.
She does the bedika, and she discovers dam. Husband, when was the last time?
Longer than 24 hours.
More than 24 hours. So,
therefore,
he's definitely not tamei. Not even nami safik.
Right.
Nami. Well, that's not. That, according to the chachamim, v'chein kishrasa mi'eis la'eis u'mechid l'kida bo'el mitama mishum maga. But he is still Tamei Mishamaga. That's a chiddush. Because you would think, it's a tremendous chiddush. Because when it comes to Taharais, why do we say that? When it comes to Taharais, do you go back more than 24 hours?
No. Nope.
No, so why are we going, a husband, going back more than 24 hours?
Maybe.
Rashi. You more machma the husband? It's a tremendous chiddush. Rashi. Achar Azman, look at Rashi. V'chein me'eis la'eis, kiloymar. Kishir hazeh mikan la'alon kol me'es la'esh shal ba'ila im batkal matza t'meya bo'yal mitam misham nageh b'me'es la'esh b'nida t'mas erev v'savik mirabon l'tlois v'ein zah misham bo'yal nida t'mas shiva v'afil l'tlois. So when it says of him me'es la'esh, that means within me'es la'esh? I think it means within me'es la'esh. Okay, it means, that's what Rashi means, k'loymar achar huzeh k'pes d'zman avteh ben amita. V'chein me'es la'es, k'loymar, k'shi'ur hazeh, u'mikan u'lahalon, anything more, Rashi clarifies, I made a mistake, anything more than 24 hours, the husband is nothing, zero, according to the Rabbanan. When it says here, me'es le'es, it means anything more of kishetered min hamita until 24 hours, that is cool. Anything more, automatically, the husband is tar. Right. Back until 24 hours. Kishir hazeh umikan ulahalon kol me'es le'es shel bi'ila in bodka umitzasa tamea. Any, kol me'es le'es shel bi'ila in bodka umitzasa tamea. Well, it's until within 24 hours. Okay, kol me'es le'es shel bi'ila in bodka umitzasa tamea. Okay, but, and the husband attack, right, within 24 hours. But what kind of tumma?
Safik.
What? What?
Safik.
What kind of tumma? No, it's a maga. For taharos, do you burn the taharos?
No.
When you go back, lima freya, Thailand. So what about the husband? Is he called, he's a safik that he was born in Nida? No. If the bedika took place more than achar di achar, and the husband was with her, was there, so then the husband is only ki'ilu is tame maga nida. A nida is what? An avatoma, which makes him into a rishon l'toma. If he's born a nida mamish, he's an av hatoma for 7 days. If he touches a nida, he's a rishon, he needs to go to mikvah, and he's done. That day, that night itself. So here the woman did a bedika, and there's dam, the case of the mission, the first mission of Masechta, and there's dam. So we go back to l'mafreya, the first mission was discussing the halacha b'nogeya taharis. But what about the husband? What about the husband? If he was with her within 24 hours. So we do not make him into the category of boil nida. He does not bring a chatos. He does not even bring nashim tolui. And he's not tamei for 7 days within boil nida. But he is tamei since it was maga, within 24 maga. Hours. Tumas maga. Back to the Gemara. That's according to the Chachamim. This goes back to the Mishnah. For 7 days, now we have a new Shita that we did not learn. A Naya Shita. And that is Rabbi Yehuda ben Benoy Shai Bechim and Berzin Zakar Omer. He says, completely disagrees with everything we learned until now. He holds that he can go to Gemach the Keteris. Makdir Keteris inside the Beis HaMikdash.
Not even Maga.
Bala Nichnas Lehechel Makdir Keteris. Oh, that's the Gemara's Kash. In a few moments. Bish and Rav Chisda the Hainu the Mitari Rabbanan El Rav Ashi Amai Mitari Rabbanan. What's going on over here? According to Rav Chisda Hainu the Mitari Rabbanan. And what is the over here? What is the over here mean by this Kash? Rav Chisda. Why the Omar Kidei Sheter ve'achar achar who the Hainu Dimitar Rabbanan? He gave a zman. They gave you a zman. At least Rav Chisda gave you a zman. But over here, what does it mean over here? El Rav Ashi Amay Dimitar Rabbanan. And what do you mean Rav Ashi? The Chitaim with the Ein Biyada, the Ein Eid Biyada, Ha Eid Biyada, the Ein Eid Biyada, Mibayulei Kasha. Now what's the Gemara? I don't know what the Gemara is saying over here. I don't know what this means.
Shabbos, nice and early this week. An hour before Mishnah.
So what is that?
No sleeping.
Minutes and half an hour before Shkia.
What was it, 3:15? I need the time. It doesn't tell me with these things.
Approximately 3:15.
3:15.
Approximately.
Can I come in my pajamas?
No? Why not? Okay.
Amen.
Was it Kedai to come tonight?
He was dying to come tonight.
Was it Kedai to come?
For sure.
He came to me that film a couple of times. Robert Holler. Try it out.
Okay, very good. Have a good evening. Hello.